joining us for a couple of minutes on this episode before Christmas of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, which we're also making into the West Texas Catholic, the podcast beta version 00, or something like that, Father Shane Wick. He is the pastor at St. John the Evangelist Church in Borger. He's also pastor at St. Anne's Church in Stinnett. And Angela Asbill, who is quite involved at St. Anne's Church in Canyon and is also a major wheel in the Identity Winter Retreat that is coming up next month. And by the way, both of these do have some prior radio experience. You did a show with Father Tony once upon a time, didn't you?
Yes, we did. I got to share about how little I thought through my homilies before I preached them, and he revealed how well-prepared he was and all of his notes and everything, so.
Maybe I shouldn't have brought that up since that's not on your resume, I guess, right?
Good thing.
And Angela's been here a couple of times before to talk about this very subject. We have an Identity Winter Retreat coming up Friday, January 24th through Sunday, January 26th at Cedar Canyon. That's the Cedar Canyon Camps and Retreat Center, which is between Canyon and Happy. You know, all the times we've had you here, we've never asked you, why is this called an identity retreat, Angela?
So the very first camp or retreat we did was 3 years ago, and the theme of that retreat was identity for the whole weekend, and it was based on teaching kids that their true identity lies in Christ. So the theme was, you're a child of God made in the image of God for the purpose of loving God. And everything the world tries to throw at you that your identity is not true. It's found in Christ. And so we figured every camp after that is going to ultimately be about who they truly are in Christ.
What's the theme of this year's winter retreat?
The theme is choose. And it's all about, I set before you today life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life.
And on a great weekend to do it, too, and we have the Respect Life Mass Saturday, January 25th at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Cathedral. Father Shane is the spiritual man behind all of this that's going on the 24th through the 26th of January next month. And I want you to talk to the parents of our youth for just a second, Father Shane. Why should parents consider sending their kids to this identity retreat next month?
Well, I think it's, first of all, gives them a space in which to open themselves to God, open themselves to Christ, to the Father, to the Holy Spirit. And I think a retreat setting in particular gives them the opportunity to do that, because the first thing that is set aside is all the distractions that normally fill their lives. And then they're placed in a community of friends. And, that encounter with Christ happens in the context of friendship. And so, in many ways, it just gives them the sense of being loved and what it means to be loved and who Christ is and what he desires for them. And so all that happens, I think, in a particular way whenever you set aside those distractions, and it's a really intentional time together.
Now, I saw you at the winter retreat last year, and you were quite active during the summer camp. So as a priest, what are you getting out of being there for those kids?
Oh, gosh. I mean, it's the experience of your fatherhood. I mean, I became a priest to be a father, and, I always tell people the best part about priesthood is having a front row seat to all the things that God is doing in people's lives. And just to experience that in a very powerful way and abundant way at those retreats is a gift.
You want to embellish upon that a little bit, please?
I want to embellish on behalf of Father Shane. Okay. I was truly amazed to watch him. If you've ever been to his masses, he's so reverent and so holy in his masses. And then, like 15 minutes later, he was like tackle dive bombing to catch water balloons out of a gigantic slingshot with the youth. And so I think they got to see the holiness of priests and also the fact that Father Shane is a person as well who likes to have fun. He and Mother Maria Arena did the Macarena with the kids on the last night at the dance.
And probably taught them how to do it too.
Probably. And then, just the fact that for confession. A lot of times, you know, when we just have an hour for confession, we feel sometimes like we're in a quick setting for confession. But he was able to spend just a lot of long quality time listening to the kids and not just hearing their sins, but helping them walk through and feel the love of the Father through those. And a lot of kids commented on that. So.
And you're going to be part of all this January 24th through 26th. There's a reason why you should send your kids, so you can experience the goodness of a great priest in Father Shane Wick and experience how he is going to guide your kids through this retreat. And Angela, when you think about this, in some ways, this would make a really cool spiritual Christmas gift for a kid, wouldn't it?
My kids would love to go to a camp, a retreat, as a Christmas gift because they live for camps and retreats. They truly do. When one ends, they can't wait for the next one to start. At summer camp last year, I heard the kids talking about, you know, oh, it's going to be 6 more months till winter retreat, and they just couldn't wait to see each other again. And so I think for a gift that is memorable, you know, if you get them the newest set of Nikes, they're not going to remember that 20 years from now, but they're going to remember the experience that they had with fellow Catholics and with priests and religious sisters experiencing Christ together. So,
by the way, this is for students in grades 7 through 12, correct?
Yes.
$135 per student. What does my $135 get me?
So all the meals are covered starting Friday night through Sunday morning's breakfast. So they've got, I guess that's 5 meals. Mm-hmm. They've got all the amenities, the cabins, they've got all of the events. So Cedar Canyon has gigantic jumping pillow. It's got hiking. It's got basketball, volleyball courts. We've got fire pits, marshmallow roasting. You know, we've got a hot chocolate bar and snack bar set up for them. Can you think of some of the? There's no swimming pool during the winter, so sorry.
No, that doesn't
during
work.
The summer, we've got the pool and the gigantic water.
Turn that to an ice skating rink or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, we could do that.
Sweet.
Maybe
you'd have to freeze for quite a while for that to happen.
Yeah, so we do. You know, all the games that we play with them, the talks, the small groups. So it's very full. They have a lot of fun out there. They have a lot of. It goes back and forth between being very serious and holy and fellowship. Fun fellowship kind of interspersed throughout the entire weekend. So they're not expected to sit and be silent the whole time. But during the adoration and those silent moments, they're really experiencing something beautiful.
That was one of the things we talked about last year when you were on the program to talk about the winter retreat. As you said, it's not like it's Steubenville where it's just bang, mm-hmm. bang, 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 bang. You're constantly in sessions. We're breaking up those sessions with fun and fellowship, and you guys do it very, very well, if I may say so myself.
Thank you. I actually think that was something you commented on at summer camp, is liking the schedule.
Yeah, that's my favorite part about these retreats, is that it's an experience of abiding together, which that was the theme of the summer the camp last summer. And there's this experience of true leisure. You know, I think our world is overly busy. And activism is a real problem even for high schoolers. I mean, we just fill their schedule with so many activities. But the only thing that they're doing here is living life together and living life together in Christ. I mean, and it was so beautiful to watch the friendships grow over the summer, over that week in the summer. And I think, for me, that was one of the most powerful things to see at the end of the week in the summer, was whenever the kids had the opportunity to get their cell phones back, they weren't like a ravenous pack of wolves on fresh meat. I mean, they didn't get up. They didn't want to go get their phone out of the basket. They enjoyed the gift of looking each other in the eye and abiding together and just being with one another. And that for me was like teaching kids how to be human again. It's not just, I mean, that, and that's what it means to be a Christian, you know. That's why these two worlds are not disconnected, of what happens in Mass and what happens outside of Mass. It's living the humanity of Christ, which is in both places. And so for me, to give kids an experience of that and a taste of that, of like, this is, your life and your faith are not two separate worlds, but one. And they get to experience that when they come to these.
I do have to give her props, though, for taking away kids' cell phones for, what, almost 48 hours or so?
Well, and some of them, you know, are very hesitant, and I've had some almost not want to come. Wait, we're not going to have cell phones? And those same kids, just like he said, when we hand it back to them, I've had them ask me, could you keep it a little bit longer? I didn't realize how much of a distraction and how much it pulled me away from what was actually going on. And they didn't want them back. So
I love
it was
that.
Good. And I believe one of your youth, your youth director told me, actually gave hers up after that. She just didn't take it back.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, she just, and of course your youth director said, now I can't get a hold of her. And she says, well, I don't have my phone anymore. She didn't,
you can
she
find
didn't want
me.
It back. Yeah, you can find me if you need me, but yeah. I don't need it. So
now, we'll let you two play with all that. It's by the way, registration's limited to 200 students. And the deadline is Friday, January 10th, and that could be expedited as more people sign up, correct?
Yes, we're over half full right now, and we haven't been in the past that close to filling up at this point. So to guarantee that you can register your student, you do need to do it as soon as possible, because once we hit that number, it's done.
I mean, it's a non-negotiable,
right? You can't get in after that spot. So
you can learn more about this by at identitycatholiccamps@gmail.com, identitycatholiccamps@gmail.com. Father Shane Wick and Angela Asbill joining us on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, and we'll make a podcast out of this for beta version 00. One other thing to ask you about, Angela, we want people to put the summer camp dates on the calendar and get them ready for that, too. What are those dates?
July 21st mm-hmm. through the 25th.
Again, that's a Monday through Friday.
It's a Monday through Friday. It is out at CETA. Basically the same setup, except we do get to add in the jumbo water slides and the pool, and, you know, they get 5 days instead of two. So,
man, and by the way, last year when you were out there, Stephanie Wilhelm took a couple of pictures of Father Shane grabbing some of those balloons. I don't even think you got wet. These were dry photos before you got drenched, one of the two, okay?
Well, yeah, that one didn't make me so messy, but whenever we were painting each other, red
paint
and
war.
Blue team,
mm-hmm.
well, paint war,
paint
is
war.
That what that's called?
Mm-hmm. We had a paint war.
Yeah, that was...
That was a little messy.
It got messy.
Messy.
It was good times.
It's all for fun, and more importantly, it's all to continue to grow in our faith. And that's what Identity Winter Retreat will be for you. The deadline, again, Friday, January 10th to get registered for the third annual Identity Winter Retreat. It's Friday, January 24th through Sunday, January 26th. CETA Canyon Camps and Retreat Center. The address, for those of you who want to put this in your GPS, 37201 FM 1721 between Canyon and Happy. If you've got kids between the 7th and 12th grades, get them signed up now. We've got about a month before the deadline registration, but once you hit that registration,
it's
full,
over.
It's
yeah,
over.
It's cut
There's
off.
No, it's not. It's a non-negotiable. We can't sneak you in. You should have gotten registered earlier. Need to know more? Go online and type this in: identitycatholiccamps@gmail.com. Identitycatholiccamps@gmail.com. Last word in the conversation, starting with you, Father Shane. Anything else you'd like to add?
Oh, just that we ask for the prayers of all who hear this for the retreat. You know, the thing about it is not a production of the Asbills or St. Anne's or Father Shane, but it's ultimately the work of Christ himself and the Holy Spirit present in the church. And so we have to beg for that gift of the Spirit to be given. So that'd be the first thing for me, is just asking the Holy Spirit to be the guide for all the kids there. And then, yeah, secondly, just if you have any hesitations, it's totally worth it. The kids, I saw a bunch of transformations, and in the kids that I have in Borger too, and they couldn't wait to see the kids from the other diocese. So it really helps them establish a sense of what it means to be Catholic. And so send them.
Angela, last word.
Well, if you don't have a youth to send, but you have a heart for it, we would love to have donations to help create more scholarships. We do try to keep the cost as low as possible, thanks to generous donors, but we could always use more to help scholarships some kids that just can't make it happen, especially a month after Christmas. So.
God bless you. Thanks for all your hard work, and have a great day. Viva Cristo Rey.